Hello, my name is Silas Colner, and welcome to another Bible Bite. Well, when I was a kid, I lived on kind of sort of a quasi-farm, and we raised animals, and we often raised animals to fill the freezer, so to speak, and a couple of experiences I had, it just reminds me. I mean, in Romans 8, it says that we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, and I consider these animals, and I remember one time in the fall as Christmas was approaching, my dad decided he wanted to have Christmas goose the old-fashioned way. And he got me and my younger brother Seth out, and we pulled out literally the axe and the old piece of stump of a log, and we laid it out, and I held the body, and my brother held the head, and my dad said, "Whatever you do, don't let go." And I can envision it in my mind's eye like it was yesterday. The axe, full swing behind my father's head, complete circle, up over his head, all the way down, and all of a sudden, one final clean cut as he lodged the axe head through the goose's neck right into the piece of wood. Well, we both screamed, my brother and I, that is, and he was holding the head, and now I was holding the body, and they were in two different pieces. And being a little scared and a little young, I panicked, and I squeezed the bird, and the blood began to flow, and it squirted all over my brother, and then all over me, and we were just one big mess. And let me tell you, those geese, they did not want to go. They didn't willingly lay down their lives. In fact, we had to chase them quite a while before we could get them, wrestle them, and get them on the slaughter stone, so to speak. And then we had another, which is kind of an interesting experience, was we had a pig named Spot, and Spot grew to be huge, but also Spot grew to be trained. We could call Spot, "Hey, Spot, here, come over here," and he'd come running, and it was rather interesting. And, "Hey, Spot, sit down," and he'd sit down, and, "Hey, Spot, lay down," and he'd lay down, and we'd rub his belly, and finally one day it came time. He was a good sized pig, and it was time to take him to the slaughter, The guy who does the slaughtering at the slaughterhouse was rather surprised when we didn't have to wrestle the pig into the slaughterhouse, but he literally walked right in as we called him and said, "Hey, Spot, come here," and he came right in. And, you know, Spot went unwittingly. We had the geese that went unwillingly, and we had Spot that went unwittingly. But one of the things I find fascinating is it says in Romans chapter 12, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And interesting thing about a sacrifice, it says in Leviticus, it says, chapter 23, verse 21, it says, "And whosoever offers a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord to accomplish a vow, or a freewill offering of cows or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish on it at all. It cannot be blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed. You shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make them an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord." When it comes to being a sacrifice, we're called to being a sacrifice, but wait a minute, I just read to you that a sacrifice must be perfect. Well, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that God made him who knew no sin, that'd be Jesus, to become sin, that we might have the righteousness of God through him. See, it says that any man who hangs on a tree is cursed. Jesus hung on the tree of Calvary. And when he hung on the tree of Calvary, he took on mine and yours. He took on the sin of the whole world. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He gave him as a sacrifice for our sin. And that may sound kind of weird, sound kind of horrid, but he knew that death could not hold him down because he was sinless. All of the sin that he took on the cross was not his. It was mine. It was yours. But because he had the power of resurrection life because of his life of holiness and perfection. He could then look at you and look at me and say, I took your place. You're forgiven if you'll accept it. It's a pardon. We've been redeemed. All you have to do is accept it. And then you, likewise, can lay down your life for Jesus Christ, a living sacrifice. And guess what? You're perfect. You're a perfect sacrifice. You're acceptable. Why? Because you have the righteousness of Christ that he gave to you in place of your righteousness, which died on the cross. Gang, out of great love and honor for what he's done, go, I say, and serve the Lord in love. God bless you. That was another Bible Bite with Silas Kollner.